The school shootings that shook the nation sparked a new call to action at the White House today. The president vowed to have proposals ready for the new Congress that convenes next month. Somber scenes of mourning played out once again today in Newtown, Connecticut. While in Washington, President Obama walked into the White House briefing room named for James Brady, the press secretary critically wounded in the shooting of President Reagan in 1981, to talk about gun violence.
The fact that this problem is complex can no longer be an excuse for doing nothing.
Instead, in the wake of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School, Mr. Obama said, this time the words need to lead to action on gun violence.
The vast majority of responsible, law-abiding gun owners would be some of the first to say that we should be able to keep an irresponsible, law-breaking few from buying a weapon of war. I'm willing to bet that they don't think that using a gun and using common sense are incompatible ideas. There is a big chunk of space between what the Second Amendment means and having no rules at all.
To that end, the president announced, Vice President Biden and administration team will craft recommendations on everything from gun laws to mental health to be sent to Congress by January.
This is not some Washington commission. This is not something where folks are going to be studying the issue for 6 months and publishing a report that gets read and then pushed aside. This is a team that has a very specific task to pull together real reforms right now.
The president bristled at a suggestion that he took little action on gun control during his first term, but he acknowledged the Sandy Hook massacre has been a wake-up call for all Americans. He said the public could agree to reinstate a ban on assault-style weapons and close a loophole that allows private sales at gun shows without a background check. House Democrats gathered on Capitol Hill also urged a ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines. California Congressman Mike Thompson.
I've been a hunter all my life, and there's no reason to have a magazine that holds 30 shells. Why do you need 30 shells in a magazine? It's an assault magazine. That's all it can be. Call it what it is, an assault magazine. And we don't have any reason to assault anyone in our communities, in our neighborhoods.
Far from the political debate in Newtown, the day's six funerals included a service for 27-year-old teacher Victoria Soto, who died trying to shield students from gunfire. And Principal Don Hochsprung was laid to rest this afternoon. Services were also held for 2 7-year-olds, Daniel Barden and Chase Kowalski, and 2 6-year-olds, Charlotte Bacon and Carolyn Previti. But there were signs that the weight of crushing media coverage is wearing on the town, even as revulsion over the killings reverberates throughout the business world. A private equity firm said this week it would sell its stake in the company that makes the semi-automatic rifle used in the shooting. And Walmart removed a website listing for a similar model. Dick's Sporting Goods also suspended sales of all modern sporting rifles indefinitely.
Some reaction now to the president's remarks at a moment when governors and lawmakers are considering whether to pass new laws of their own. Pat Quinn is the governor of Illinois and a Democrat. He's pushing for a statewide ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. The state Senate recently rejected his bill. We invited several Republican governors as well, but they declined our offer for tonight. Governor Quinn, 2 days before the Connecticut shootings, the Court of Appeals in Chicago knocked down your effort to make Illinois the one state which doesn't allow concealed carry, people to privately conceal guns and firearms that they carry. That was a setback for you. Does this change anything?
Well, number one, what the federal court said is that Illinois' law, which today does not allow for concealed carry, that means a loaded weapon concealed on a person and allowed to be taken to a public place. We have a law against that now, and the federal appellate court said we have to change our law court did say we can have reasonable limitations on what it's called concealed carry, and we'll be debating that over the next 6 months. That's the time limit we have. If it's ironic that that decision came only a couple of days before the events in Connecticut, where we saw high-capacity ammunition magazines connected to an assault weapon killing innocent children and their heroic teachers trying to save their lives. So that's something that in Illinois we need to abandon any ability of ordinary people to have assault weapons. Those are military weapons, and we want to ban them and ban these high-capacity ammunition magazines. And I see the president's call for us to work on this issue as something we in Illinois, as home state, we want to take to heart and show the whole nation that we can do this. And so we're planning to work on this pronto and hopefully get action on it as quickly as possible.
The president actually specifically, I know you heard today, made point about both of those issues, not only about assault weapons, but also about high-capacity ammunition clips. Is this something that should be a federal role or a state role to control those kinds of firearms?
Ideally, we should have a federal law similar to what was passed in 1994 by Senator Dianne Feinstein and other members of Congress. That was a federal ban on assault weapons. It expired in 2004. I think that was regrettable. We need to extend it nationwide. But I think in order to build the momentum, and I can really feel the momentum of everyday people banding together in the best traditions of democracy to have the voice of the people heard. And I think the people of our country and definitely of our state want these assault weapons, these deadly assault weapons, military weapons, banned from any kind of civilian use, and also these high-capacity ammunition magazines that go with those weapons that were used in places like Aurora, Colorado, and in Connecticut. We need to ban those as well. And they aren't for hunting or anything like that or sports shooting. They're really designed to kill people. And but we've got to protect the public safety.
You're governor of a state that has urban areas, that has rural areas. The president today mentioned that since last Friday there have been gun incidents in Memphis and Topeka and Las Vegas and in Alabama, other places widely different. And there's been an outcry about what happened in Newtown, a small ex-urban area. Do you think the argument's different in an urban area than it is in a rural area?
When it comes to protecting children, we're all in this together, Gwen. Our state is the most diverse state in the union. We best reflect the population of the United States of America right in Illinois. We're the heart of the heartland. We're very diverse. But I think we need to show the nation that a group of people committed to the common good can come together and pass a law that's necessary for the public safety. Whether you're in a rural area or a suburban or urban area, we all have children. We're all, those of us who are parents understand how precious life is. We had a great poet from Illinois, Carl Sandburg, who once said, "The birth of a baby is God's opinion that the world should go on." So it's high time we protect our children, protect our babies from the harm of assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines.
Do you have any sense that public opinion is shifting in your state?
Oh, I believe so. I don't think there's any question now. Anecdotally, just visiting with people on the street, and I was at a daycare center today, an early childhood center, and you can tell how committed moms and dads are to getting a law passed to protect their children. No matter where you live in America, children come first. The great thing about our country is that parents sacrifice some of their present in order to help their kids' future. Well, the number one public safety measure for children in America today is to ban assault weapons. They've been used to cause great harm. Never again. And we also have to deal with these high-capacity ammunition magazines that go with them. We can do this. We're Americans, and it's high time that the people be heard.
But if the public opinion is changing anecdotally from what you've observed, why is it that gun sales have gone up so markedly in the days since this last shooting?
Well, I think it's obviously an issue where some people who want to have these particular weapons have run out to buy them. I think that just should be an alarm bell to all of us that we must prohibit the sale and possession in the future of assault weapons as well as high-capacity ammunition magazines. This law that was passed in 1994 that unfortunately expired in 2004. Here we are in the 21st century. Let's get it done in the best traditions of Abraham Lincoln's democracy. Abraham Lincoln believed in government of the people. I think a strong majority of people in our country, definitely our state, favor this reform law, and it's time we get it done for the people.
Well, I guess what I'm asking finally is why? How do you know there won't be backlash to this sort of new controls?
There's always going to be some that don't favor a reform, don't favor any kind of step forward in public safety. And they maybe make, in my opinion, specious arguments against that. But I think the overwhelming majority of American citizens, after what we saw last Friday, and I think all of us saw in America, the good people coming together to say, enough is enough. It's time that we take action, that we be heard. Not just an interest group, but rather the common good represented by the great majority of Americans. We've done this before in our country's history. We've changed laws that were needed to be changed, and it's high time to do it now.
Governor Pat Quinn of Illinois, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.